after all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized. These words in our gospel today are very important to understanding what is actually happening in our celebration of this feast day. Today, we commemorate the moment when Jesus, the Son of God and the Son of Mary, went to the Jordan River with all the other repentant sinners in Judea that day. And he was baptized just like everybody else. The one person who didn't need it goes along with the crowd and receives the same symbolic bath that the others do. Why? Well, that's the significance of this feast day. The fact that Jesus was baptized by John was quite a stumbling block for many of the early followers of Christ. If he was God, they said, why be baptized for the forgiveness of sins? Certainly, Jesus knew what he was doing here, right? Of course he did. The significance of Jesus' action, the reason he accepts baptism from John, along with all the people who were there, is that Jesus chooses to identify with us and chooses to accept responsibility for us as his brothers and sisters. He will not serve us from some distant point, separated and safe. No. Jesus chooses to be with us, to accompany us, to mentor us in the life of holiness. And because Jesus chooses to do that, so should we. If we call ourselves disciples of Jesus, then we must walk the way he walked, talk the way he talked, love the way he loved. In short, we too must accept responsibility for one another in the journey of discipleship and holiness. As a community in this pastorate, we need to be responsible for and to one another. If our parish, our homes, or our world is messed up, whose fault is it? Obama's? Trump's? Hollywood? Aliens? No. It's ours. It's our fault. And therefore, it is up to us to do something about it. Our parishes should be places where we each model how to follow Christ, where our members mentor new generations of disciples day after day. It's not just Father's job. It's ours. Look around you right now. Not at me. Look around you right now. Are there people missing from the pews that you normally see? Where are they? Why aren't they here? Would you think to ask? Would you think to reach out? Would you even know how? That's difficult to say right now, as everybody wants to get Mass in before the snow starts, of course. But you get my point, right? Who's responsible for that? we are. This is what we should dream our parishes to be, a community of sisters and brothers who are responsible for one another and who strive to lead ourselves and each other toward holiness. It doesn't just happen. It must be a deliberate choice. Just like Jesus going to be baptized with all those other people, he was one of them. He is one of us. And so are those folks who may or may not be here right now. When it comes to discipleship, relationship is everything. Think about this. I'm pastor of our two parishes. Between them, we have perhaps 5,000 parishioners. Within our boundaries, there are around 30,000 people. Does anyone expect me to convert the other 25,000 by myself? I don't get paid enough. It's even possible? Not for one person, no. However, if I invest time in a holy relationship with two other people, and I work with them and I guide them to be disciples, then we have free disciples. Then if they and I do the same thing again, we will have 9 disciples. Then 27. Then 81. Then 243. And that's the limit of my math. But so on and so on. Now, all of a sudden, it seems much more possible to touch the lives of so many people out there with relationships of faith. Can you do that? You bet you can. I can. We can do it together. Jesus took responsibility for us and for our salvation. As he walked the earth, he invested in a small group of 12 guys, and once in a while even took fewer of them apart with himself. His model was one of authentic relationships and love. Look at us now. From that one guy who went down to the River Jordan, look at us now. We're not done. The challenge of the baptism of the Lord is for us to take on that same responsibility, to be accountable to one another, to hold one another to standards of holiness, and to help each other to grow closer to Christ. This is the call of our own baptism. As I wrap up, I want us to pause a moment and pray for each other, especially those who can't be here right now. I want you to close your eyes and hold one another in your hearts. Father, your beloved Son, Jesus, chose to identify with us all and was baptized by John with sinners. Help us to recognize our baptismal call to be responsible for one another, as we strive to know you and to be holy. Give us the faith and the courage to call one another to deeper discipleship and to build up your kingdom on earth. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our brother and our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Anchor and Quill podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode. You can find more content by visiting us at www.olhstchurch.com or through your favorite podcasting app. Until next time, go in peace.